Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This is a 1% podcast with me, Cooper Chapman. Less than 1% of your day, once a week. A place to spark curiosity around topics you think you already know. And also bring light to the good humans involved in the 1% Good Club, well-being accountability groups dedicating 1% of their day to their mental health. What's going on, you good humans? Welcome to a very special episode of the 1% podcast. Today is day 1,000 in a row for me practicing gratitude. And holy moly, what a journey it has been. I remember thinking back to the day that I started this. I was living in Kingscliff and I was meditating, lying on my back, thinking about this idea to create accountability groups for meditation and gratitude, two things that were very important to me, giving 1% of our day to our mental health. So it started then. There was about 30 members the first day signed up in the group chat, back when you could only have 30 members in a group chat on Instagram. It grew at one stage to 27 different group chats that I had for over 1,000 people. And that was pretty wild when you could only have 30 in each group chat. I then broke it back down to 9 groups because you could, and then increased to 250 in a group chat on Instagram. So now we have 9 group chats, over 1,500 members all around the world. There's been over 500,000 gratitudes written in, which is just phenomenal. And I'm blown away. I've moved houses multiple times. I've traveled around the world. I've lived a very full life the last 1,000 days. And every single day, I've written 3 things I'm grateful for on my Instagram story and sent it to these group chats. And yeah, what a special, special journey it's been. It is not finishing anytime soon. Don't you worry. If you haven't joined the group chats yet, come and join today. Day 1001 is going to be Thursday, April the 4th. And we are just warming up. There's plenty more to come. So if you want to join the group chats, go send at the Good Human Factory an Instagram DM saying, I want to join the club. You'll be added in. It's completely free. It always will be. And here's to another 1,000 days of gratitude in a row. To celebrate the 1,000 days, I thought I'd do something really cool. Over on thegoodhumanfactory.com, it is 50% off all day long today. Add anything to your cart and I'm giving you half price. I'm not making any profits. I'm actually losing money on a lot of this merch. My margins are pretty terrible. So if you head over to thegoodhumanfactory.com, put anything in your cart. You can get socks, hats, t-shirts, hoodies, shorts, everything else in between. It'll automatically go to 50% off. So head over to the website. Don't even have to put in a code. You'll get 50% off everything. Also, I'm doing something very special tonight. If you're listening on the day of this episode coming out, the 3rd of April, I'm doing one of my Feel Good workshops for free on a virtual Zoom session. So if you head over to The Good Human Factor on Instagram, check our stories, you can find the link to sign up. It's completely free. I'm going to be doing my mental health Feel Good workshop all for free virtually via Zoom. It's going to be at 6 p.m. Queensland time, 7 p.m. New South Wales and Melbourne time. I'm going to be taking you through a 60-minute feel-good workshop where I'm going to take you through a whole range of different things on how to live by values, the impact that can have on our mental health, and yeah, just taking you through the workshop that I deliver for corporate groups like Apple, McDonald's, Telstra, Amazon. I've delivered it for over 40,000 students, and this is the first time that you've had the opportunity to see it yourself for free. If you haven't seen it through your organization or your school, you can never sign up to go to these workshops. It's always privately funded by organizations. So if you want to join in, head over to the Good Human Factory Instagram, check out our stories, and you can join into that one. Also, a big thank you, of course, to Drinkarepa. These guys have been supporting the 1% Good Club, my mental health, my brain health, and a lot of your brain health for a long time. So Drinkarepa is a brain neuroscience drink, all developed by neuroscientists, backed by clinical studies to make your brain perform better and also give you good long-term brain health. It's a beautiful black currant drink. You can also get the powder or the capsule form. Massive benefits for your brain. I use this stuff every single day. No caffeine, all natural ingredients, super healthy for you, and just a good way to take better care of your brain. I have the performance drink whenever I'm doing podcasts, whenever I'm doing workshops, or whenever I just have a really busy day that I need to be really focused. And then I drink their Calm and Clarity, the fizzy version, carbonated version, in the afternoon as a little wind down, a way to have a fizzy drink, that bit of fizz, that bit of sparkling, but also good for your health. So head over to drinkarepa.com. That's drinkarepa.com. Use the code GOODHUMAN, huge 25% off everything over there. And yeah, really big benefits to your brain health. Okay, let's get on to a few of the gratitudes from this week in the 1% Good Club. Very special week. What week is it? I'm not going to say week 52. It's like week 140 or something, maybe. I'm not 100% sure on that. But yeah, so special to see where this Good Human Factory 1% Good Club has gone. And every week I read out the gratitudes and a special question from members in the group. And the special question this week was, what is your best Easter memory? So here we go. From group number 3, Emma. Grateful for a quiz and Uno with my family. Number 2, moving in the gym. And number 3, almost finished a uni assignment. And my Sunday question: I remember when I was young, running up to the back door on Easter Sunday morning, looking through the glass with so much excitement to see if I can spot any Easter eggs. Just the nostalgia and joy of the memories of egg hunts gives me is what makes them my favorite Easter memory. Oh, Emma, me too. Easter egg hunts are the best ever. I had such an epic Sunday this week with little mini Alex Pull and Elodie, my sister's really good friend and close friend of mine. Her daughter and another friend of mine, AJ, came over and we did Easter egg hunts with the kids. It was just so special and I loved it. So thanks for sending that through, Emma. Next we have from group number 1, Will. Today's gratitudes: Easter Sunday morning run. Number 2, beach hopping the southern beaches of Batemans Bay. Such a beautiful day for it while the sun was out. And Chinese for dinner, which are always special as the meals are picked well by my Chinese mother. Oh, awesome. And I asked my parents what their favorite Easter memories are, and they kept listing what they've enjoyed the most out of Easter long weekend so far this weekend, which was very sweet to hear. They weren't catching the wording of the question, so I let them go with it. But my favorite Easter memory of Easter were throughout my teen childhood years when I would play a tennis tournament each year in my hometown of Geraldton called the Easter Open. I remember taking out the junior division in my age bracket one year for both singles and doubles, and I was so stoked on that. My brother and I would be treated with ice cream or Maccas after our wins too. Oh, Will, thank you for sending that through. How good is just getting down the beach on Easter if the weather's still warm here in Australia and letting your parents reflect on their Easter and having a good one is so nice. And then a tennis tournament for Easter, the Easter Classic, the Easter Open. Good on you, tennis champ. I'd love that memory. I have a funny memory actually of tennis when I was a kid. I used to do this school holiday tennis tournament, or not even tournament, tennis, just workshop, I guess, to get your kids out of having to hang with your parents, and your parents would drop you off and you go play tennis. And I, same thing, had the point score, the singles and the doubles championship trophy after one of the camps, which I remember as being so epic. But funny part of that story is I was doubles champ with this kid, Tom Butterworth. And at the time I wasn't friends. We went to different primary schools, but then through high school, I met up with Tom and then he became my best friend for like 10 years. And his mum was like, I remember you. You were the kid that Tom played doubled with and won the doubles tournament. And then he got second in the singles to you. So we had that funny little memory of when we were kids being mates in this tennis weekend without actually before we were friends. And then, yeah, now we're good friends. So funny little story. So thanks for sending that one through, Will. Reminded me of a nice little childhood memory of mine. And my last one is from group number 2, Ash McEwen. Number 1, my partner and I doing half the cleaning each. Number 2, my friend sending me a random message out of the blue with a really gorgeous compliment. It made my day. And number 3, heading to the pub to watch the football and having a bit of a catch up with friends. And my Easter memory: my grandparents owned a farm, and my favorite Easters and often memories of my childhood are all the family crammed into their big farm, spending time with my cousins and living a life nice and slow. Oh, I love that. How nice is getting to spend time at your grandparents' farm and having Easter out there? It's always nice when you go on a holiday for Easter and get to remember that part of your life. So good on you to Ash. Love that one. Okay, my best Easter memory. I'm going to combine this real quickly with a quick story, but then I'm going to move into a few things that I've learned from 1,000 Days of Gratitude. So my best Easter memory, and this is a funny one, was I think it was like the year that I kind of was a bit curious, is the Easter Bunny real or not? And trigger warning, if you're a parent and your kid's listening right now with you to this podcast and they believe in the Easter Bunny, maybe stop listening, because when I first discovered the Easter Bunny wasn't real, I was like, how can I prove this? So what I did was, having three sisters, I woke up at 4 a.m. in the morning before anybody else in the house was awake, when mum and dad had left the Easter eggs out. And I went around and grabbed the best Easter egg from the tail of every bed of my sisters and put them at the end of my bed. And then on Easter morning, I woke up and I was like, how good's this? I got three of the big bunnies and all my sisters only got the little ones. And it was a bit of a trap for my parents to then go, oh no, this one and this one was meant for them. And I was like, well, how do you know? And they had to tell me privately, well, obviously, you know, you little shit, don't ruin it for your younger sisters. So I had to give the Easter eggs back. I learned through my sneakiness that the Easter Bunny wasn't real, and my parents had to admit it to me. But then, yeah, we shared the Easter eggs around, and that was my little memory of Easter. And a funny one, my mum actually called the radio, Kyle and Jackie O, and told them that story once, and then they ended up sending them a big Easter egg hamper, which is pretty cool. So that's my Easter memory. Hopefully you guys all had a beautiful Easter and, yeah, really had a nice weekend. And thanks to the community members who came to the Mindful Morning that I hosted with Drinkarepa down the beach at Currumbin. I'm going to be doing more of them coming up over the next coming months. So make sure you keep an ear out on this podcast and on my socials and the Good Human Factory socials too. So I thought quickly, before I jump into a little excerpt from this Friday's episode, I'd give you a few of the benefits that I really have noticed from doing 1,000 Days of Gratitude. And I thought I'd give you, I'm going to be honest, I cheated and I said, what are 5 scientific benefits of doing 1,000 Days of Gratitude on ChatGPT? Just so I could give you my feedback on these scientific benefits that I should have felt. So the first one is enhanced mental well-being. Long-term gratitude practices is associated with increased activity in brain regions related to positive emotions, leading to elevated mood and elevated emotional resilience. And I definitely feel like that has been a massive part of my life, just changing that perspective and looking at life through a gratitude lens. What are the good things happening in my day rather than the bad things? So that's the first one. Second one is strengthened social bonds. Gratitude interventions stimulate a release of oxytocin, fostering trust and connection, which enhance social relationships and a sense of belonging. So what I've noticed from this is doing my gratitude every single day and then tagging different friends on my Instagram story to let them know that, hey, I'm grateful for your part in my day, has been great for me. I've had so many responses from people saying grateful for you from the day too. Big benefits, and yeah, increased my social relationship. So go on your Instagram, post a story, send me a DM if you want to get the little yellow tile to for you to tag on your story. And maybe you can start your 1,000-day streak as well. I'd love to see more people doing the streak with me, because then it gives you a chance to create those social bonds, tag people who have had a good impact in your day, and then it makes them feel like it too. And it makes your community want to get involved as well. So great one, strengthening social bonds. Next one, improve sleep quality. Practicing gratitude promotes relaxation and better sleep quality by facilitating the transition to a restful state and modulating stress response systems. I absolutely felt that before bed, doing my gratitudes, trying to shift my mindset to, oh, what are the good things rather than stressing about the hard things in my day, have been massive and really improved my sleep. Another one, improved self-esteem. Sustained gratitude practices contribute to greater self-esteem and confidence by fostering a positive self-concept and appreciation for one's abilities. Absolutely. I think by having to reflect each day on what you're grateful for, on the activities you've done, on the achievements that you've got to tick off, then it can make you feel a bit better with your self-esteem, with your confidence. That's been a big one for me, stopping each day going, oh wow, there was some good moments. I am achieving some stuff. And yeah, it's made me feel a bit better in my own self-esteem. So big one. And then lastly, enhanced physical health. Gratitude has been linked to numerous physical health benefits, including low blood pressure, improved cardiovascular function, and enhanced immune function, leading to overall well-being. Absolutely. I think just stopping each day and going, oh, I'm grateful for that run that I went for, made me want to do another run the next day. And all the physical benefits, and understanding that by doing all these things that are releasing serotonin and oxytocin, it's just promoting to me to do more of them. So there's 5 scientifically backed benefits that I've got from my 1,000 days of gratitude. If you're not part of the 1% Club, go join it. It's free. We'd love to have you in there. If you are part of it, thank you so much. Make sure you send in those gratitudes each day. Encourage your friends, encourage your family to join in, because we're just warming up. I'm excited to bring way more sort of tips and tricks to the 1% Club to try and make it more beneficial for the community and to bring it to the next level for the next 1,000 days. So thank you so much for everyone who's a member. And if you're not, go join in. Okay, this Friday, I have an epic episode with Louis Phillips. Louis Phillips is a guy who is well and truly into his running. He's really big on educational content for people who are just starting out in running, making it really easy to tick off your first 1K, 3K, 5K, and giving you some really good education around that. He's grown a really big social media following, a couple hundred thousand social media followers across Instagram and TikTok. He was just on Big Brother last year. I think he ended up in third. But what I loved about this chat was just the dedication that Louis has to helping people on their journey. He's created an app called Interval, which we talk well into during this episode. He shares the benefits that you can get from joining up and just his journey that he's been on from being a footy player, from going through exiting that into becoming a runner and finding a few businesses through COVID. But yeah, he's just well and truly into his running. He's training for a couple ultra marathons as well. So we had a good chat about ultra marathons, which I really loved. And I did a 25 kilometer run with him the morning of recording the podcast, which was epic as well. So listen to this excerpt. I'll be back in a sec.
My thing was like vulnerability and just being relatable. So like I constantly get told, people coming up to me go, I love the way like you say you don't want to do a run, but you still do it. And it's like people after working a, you know, like 6 day a week, like working week, they don't want to do the run. After work, they don't want to do the run. But you do it because you'll feel better after. So like that relatability was huge. The other thing was like I was documenting like a sub 20 minute 5K and my process behind that. Before I did this, before Big Brother, I probably would have just done, I'm looking to do a sub 20 minute 5K. I did a sub 20 minute 5K. Here's a program. You know, like content, sell. Yeah. Whereas this, I was like, I don't have anything to sell. I'm just going to do the sub 20 minute 5K and show every single, show how, if it takes me 6 months, I'm going to show how like that process. So with that, I was going, you know, first run, like almost getting it, second run, like a training run, third run attempt, failed, and actually showing that I failed and being pissed off about failing and so on until eventually I got it. So that was the first thing. And like that blew me up, that launched a lot. Now, like implementing kind of what I know and post Big Brother launching, which for those that don't know, absolutely butchered my engagement and butchered my account. And I had to do so much work to get it back to where it was.
All right, that was Louis Phillips. You're going to love that episode. He's a bloody legend. And I know you're going to have an absolute ball listening to it. If you're enjoying this podcast, if you're enjoying the 1% Club, if you're enjoying the Good Human Factory, I don't need your help, actually. I'm just asking for you guys to give back a little bit for me. Share with somebody about the podcast. Tell them about the episode that you've loved the most, whether it be a guest episode, whether it be the 1% Club. If you're part of the club, tell some friends about it. We just hit 1,000 days. There's going to be plenty of content over on the Good Human Factory Instagram. Help us share it around. Like the post, share the post. All that stuff does do a lot for us. But if you are listening right now to this podcast and you haven't, go hit like or subscribe on Apple or Spotify. Leave us a little interact. Send me a little message saying, hey, congratulations on 1,000 days. I love getting messages from the community. I love reading reviews on Apple podcast reviews. I love reading them on Spotify as well. I see every time when that 5-star rating goes up, and I'm so appreciative of all of you. Thank you all. I love you all so much. I'll see you on Friday.